Hello, today is January 7th, 2016, and I will offer some comments on the file web-design1, which is a Microsoft Word file dated January 6th, 2016, talks about various web pages, which I'm hoping to have designed. And I believe there are basically 12 items here. So that'll be like 12 pages. But after these are done, some of them would involve then, you know, additional pages, which would be very similar to, say, that particular one there. So in each of my descriptions, I've noted, like, you know, whether it's part of a series and, excuse me, approximately how many pages would be in this series. So if it is indeed part of a series, then this first page we do, when we get that all straightened out and we get the design, you know, the way we want it, then it'll be fairly simple to replicate that, to sort of copy that, to make the additional pages just by substituting certain information in there, such as maybe different text elements, maybe different pictures, things like that. A couple of the, I think, easy ones I put first. The Zinni, who's like our niece, and the Glass China, which was written by the wife here. So the Zinni is simply, which Time Flies HTML, is, you know, an essay written by this junior high school student. And apparently she got the highest grade in the class. So I thought, okay, you know, let's encourage her. Let's make this as an attractive web page, one web page. And then, you know, put the graphic up in the corner, 100, which is, you know, she got the highest grade in the class. And she's very happy about that. Her family's happy about that. So just have an attractive web page for her. It's like she's like a student, and I'll just show it to her and say congratulations. And if you want, you can show this to your friends or something like that. Okay, so that's you know, the style is something, you know, which would be suitable for that age group. But you would know more about that designer wise. Okay, Glass China. Okay, it's like a, you know, my wife reads all these books and looks at all this information, and this is a short essay, something that occurred to her. She thought this was relevant. So we're thinking in 2016 we want to put up a good number of her essays on the internet. She's hoping to do some consulting in various subjects, various categories. So we want to put a large number of her essays up on the web. And so when people search for her name, they can find these. And this will be one. This will be one essay on one page. Now, in the future, if she has a few more like this, then we'll also put those up one page by one page. So first we'll get this one done. As far as what the main menu would be for all these, I haven't thought about that yet. So we're just, you know, that's just the first one in some potential series if she gets that information together. Okay, so item number three is the a series of videos my associates and I put together here. And the videos are on YouTube. And these are Chinese-English bilingual. In other words, English, you know, announcing, and then Chinese subtitles. So I want to put up a web page so that when people search the internet, then they can also find this information. So this webpage would be Chinese, English, bilingual. I think the way I have it is the English is first, then the Chinese, English, Chinese. So in my idea, you have no blank line between the English and Chinese. You have, you know, you have like a paragraph of English, and then immediately you have a paragraph of Chinese, and then you have a blank line. You have a paragraph of English, paragraph of Chinese. Now, I tried to separate those into what I thought were reasonable blocks of, you know, text. But if you want to, you know, make paragraphs smaller or do some minor adjustment there, that's okay. So you can see the topic of this. The whole series is called, you know, Common Legal Mistakes When Discussing the Taiwan Status Issue. So I think if you search on YouTube, you'll probably find that. If I didn't put if I don't have the, you know, webpage linked in there, I forget whether I have the link. So on this webpage, you know, you have an attractive webpage, and then at the bottom, you would have like a picture, which would be a still shot from the video. You have a small still shot, not too big, probably, well, I don't know, somewhere around the size of a name card, maybe smaller, slightly larger, not sure. And then under that, you'd also have one of those YouTube graphics. YouTube. But when I do those, I sort of adjust the YouTube graphic. I would say, underneath the YouTube, I would say English, Chinese. So, I mean, I would put the YouTube graphic in a graphics program. And then underneath that, I would write English, Chinese, or, yeah, something like that. And then, see, that would be one graphic. They would click on there, or they could click on the picture to go to the video. And then obviously if we get this one done, then we can do the remaining ones. Okay, then number five, it's also related to a YouTube page, but it'll be presented differently. I have a mock-up, right? I say right here, see Andrew mock-up 8. So I have that pretty much laid out there. That's a different design style. You have a picture at the top. You have a screenshot from the video at the top. And then you have some wording, and then you have a couple additional screenshots, very small. And then you have, you know, more wording, whatever. You have the title of the series, title of the video, stuff like that. So he has 8 videos in that series, and we want to put those on the internet so people can find those too. I mean, I realize currently those are unlisted, but we're going to turn those on. You know, maybe we get the web pages up. So, item number 5, it looks like the previous one should be, you know, item number 4 of, I've misnumbered those. That will be the Andrew mock-up 8 description. And then item number 5, in the Andrew mock-up 8, you'll see in there, it talks about him giving a speech. You know, he says he gives speeches. So we'll want to have, that will be a link. And then it will link to this page. And on this page, I'm still collecting some pictures. We'll have a couple pictures, and then we'll say, you know, he talks about these various things. And then if you want to, you know, get in touch with him, if you want him to come and speak to your group, then, you know, you should get in touch with him. Okay. And then item 6 is then the contact, because back for the original, you know, page showing the YouTube video, it mentioned in there, you know, you can contact this fellow, He Anrong. Okay, so I'll just have a simple page there and say, okay, here's Hlanrong, his contact telephone is this, email is this, you know, his father's telephone is this, something like that. And he, you know, lives, you know, in what area of Taipei or whatever. So we'll sort of get that together, but we need to see the style of the one I'm calling Andrew Mockup 8. So, you know, it might be good if that had kind of a header or something on it where that header could, you know, have a uniformity, and then for each page, you know, you'd have that sort of basis, and then that could be carried over to the different pages. That'll probably be good. Okay, 7 to 8 items. I put a link for those on there. It's called Watergrass. There are two essays there. And then at the bottom of the first one, you want to have a link which goes to the second one. And in the images, you know, I've given you the link for that. It's like, you know, the files I've given you are in www.taiwanbasic.com/rec-temp/webdesign. It's WBDESIGN. They're all in there. And there's an images subdirectory. And I have next. I have an image called next. So that's my, you know, sample for at the bottom of the Watergrass, the first essay. Okay, now if you don't like that image, if you think that doesn't fit in with your style, then maybe you can make something similar. Okay, 9 to 11, the small farm series. At the end of the first essay, you would have a button or a block, a graphic block, which says, you know, DRPN, and I have one of those in my images subdirectory. At the end of the second one, you would have DSANPN. See, so you see, these are all separate pages. These are separate pages and different from what you did before, where you had three pages on one web page, basically. These are all being designed as separate pages. Again, more writings of my wife there. And she wants to get a lot of these on the web here in 2016. So we want to put up, you know, a lot of those, and maybe even, you know, at the bottom of these pages, we might even have a block. At the bottom of her pages, we might even want a block which says, like, you know, links. And then that would include the Glass China, you know, file, which is hers, and the Watergrass, two of those, the small farm series. Might have some sort of a block on the bottom that would have links. So we're linking these all back and forth, and I think that might improve our rankings in Google. I think that's another reason why I want to have these as individual web pages. Okay, and then, I mean, item 12 is the book I wrote, and I found some graphic artist in Canada, and he put this together. He said it was really a tough job. I scanned all the pages, and then he put it together in the form of this PDF ebook. We tried to put it in the form of, you know, flipping pages. We tried the format of MOBI. We tried the format of EPUB, and he couldn't get any of those to work. I mean, he gave me the files. I tried them on my son's tablet. I tried them on my laptop. I tried them on my big computer, cell phone, none of them would work. In fact, they were screwed up. I mean, the pages were just, they were just totally not showing correctly. So the only thing we were left with was the PDF file, you know, so I don't know. So I need to have a design for one page so I can put this on the web. And then people can, you know, find this HTML page, and then this will say, okay, look, here's the book. You know, it was published such and such a year. I think that's all in the last few pages. It says when that's done. And you know, here it is. And then if you want to read it, you know, you can read this book. It's so many pages. Now, how to design this web page? I don't know. I was hoping you could have some idea. It maybe could be fairly simple, you know, because it's just, you know, here's the book, and if you want to read this, you just click on it, you know, free. It's downloadable, and then you could go through there and read that. I mean, that was one I had done. I thought maybe these books I wrote are largely out of print. You know, they're completely out of print, but. But the problem is there, you know, I originally had a lot of copies when the publisher, you know, cleared out his stock after some years back when they, you know, they were not being sold anymore. But then book number two is almost gone. I don't have any copies of that left. So I'm making it available on the web, and then hopefully I get that one on there, and then I can go to another graphic designer and maybe do another one. You know, I have about 10 books in this series. So, I mean, the web page for introducing this is fairly simple. It's just one web page. I mean, you know, if they want that, then they click on the link and they, you know, they download it and they can read it. It's just like that. You know, and if it's on their cell phone or something, if they think it's too big, they can delete it, obviously, you know, and then they could, you know, if they want to read it again, they could download it to their main computer, or they could on their cell phone, they could download it again or whatever. I mean, it's there, you know, it's there for them to, as they see fit. So, I don't know. I mean, that's my basic introduction to these web pages. And I think I explained, what I want to do. So if you have any questions, you should let me know. I hope this MP3 style of communication is suitable, because that saves me a lot of time as opposed to typing something out. Okay, goodbye and Happy New Year.